皆様、本日はジルヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信、本日機内ではゴジラを用意しております。またパールハーバ
ー、アーツアーツシーコリンズダバーンピュア。
Thank Phil Henry for letting me sit in for a few minutes here with the teen point of view. What is the teen point of view? This is the program that brings to you what the teenager thinks and the things that we got to deal with that are difficult in the life that we live today. One of the questionsthat we're going to be asking tonight is, if you're a virgin, what do you got to do to be less scared about eventually being involved in stuff with a girl, if you're a guy, or if you're a guy, I mean, if you're a girl being involved with a guy, if you're a guy being involved with a girl. And, but before we do that, Phil Henry, want to make an announcement.
Thanks a lot, RC. I wanted to mention to everybody that our signing, the Best of the Phil Henry Show 99 CD, Communism is Neat, is going to take place. Our first signing, December the 18th at Rock Honda in Fontana, California on Sierra. I would also further like to mention that Arizona Ice Tea, the guys from Arizona Ice Tea are going to be there. Frank will be there donating, and I think all of the teas are going to be $1, Mike, $1 for each drink, but all of that money will also be donated to the great people at my friend's place.Back to you, RC.
Okay, Phil, don't forget about going out and seeing Phil Henry at Fontana at Rock Honda. A lot of you people that are listening to the show on the network and you're not in California, you'll be able to get the CD, too, by buying it online.
Go ahead, you're fine.
Okay. My...
Go ahead, you're fine.
Okay, I want to talk to my guest tonight, and I was talking to you earlier about what it's like when you're 16 years old and you're still a virgin. It's hard for me to admit that, but because I just gave my name out, I guess it's doubly, you know, hard to say it, but I am. But I met a guy today at the La Salsa on Ventura Boulevard,And his name's Chris Norton, and he is 28 years old, and he does phone sales for a pharmaceutical company, but he's also been with a lot of women, and we want to bring him on the show tonight and talk to him about it, and he's on the air with us right now. Hi, Chris.
How you doing, RC?
Real good. Thanks for being on our show. As I mentioned...
That's okay.
Yeah, as I mentioned, I'm a virgin. It's really kind of embarrassing about that. I do eventually want to be with a girl, but I don't know exactly how. And maybe you can talk to other guys and kids that don't want to have sex before they're married, necessarily. But you have, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm afraid. I'm afraid I've kind of passed over that, that milestone.
So, you get a lot of stuff, right?
I get a lot of stuff.
Well, I mean, you're with a lot of women. What's that like? Can I ask you, how many women have you been with?
I probably in my life about 7,000 or 8,000.
God, I mean, that is a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot, but I'm a little bit older than you. I'm 28 years old. I've been single my whole life.I don't want to give you any bad ideas, RC, and I don't want to give any of the kids listening any bad ideas. My life did not go the way I wanted it to.
Well, let me ask you, how long have you been sexually active?
I've been sexually active, unfortunately, since I was 13.
God, so you're in a lot of ways like John Holmes or Wilt Chamberlain or somebody that gets a lot of stuff, right?
No, I guess a lot of people have compared me to those two guys. I guess some people don't know me as well as they know those guys.
What's unfortunate about getting it at 13 like you say you did?
Well, I think that's a little young.
Well, I'm 16, and I wish very, very deeply that I could get some stuff.
Well, I know you want to get stuff, you know, at 16, but you have to understand something. Like, you're very young.
That'd be the coolest, and I think there's a lot of kids out there would agree.
Well, that's fine, but I want you to understand something. If I had my life to do over, I guess I wouldn't say that I wouldn't want to get no stuff at 13. I mean, it was pretty good.
Was she your girlfriend?
No, that was kind of a different situation. When I was 13, the first woman that I slept with was the mother of a friend of mine.
God! You're kidding!
No, I'm not. I was over at a friend's house, and he was my best friend, and his mother, you know, basically seduced me.
God, so the first woman you was with was how old?
God, I don't know. She was in her late 30s, I think, at the time. And
what was it like?
It was pretty good, I gotta admit. I mean, it was not bad. I'd be lying to you if I told you it was bad, but I don't know, I just don't want to give you the wrong idea, you know, that you're going to be able to do what I did. I mean, there's...
Well, I can't because I'm 16 now. Can I ask you a little bit about... So she had boobs and everything, and she was...
Yeah, she was a grown woman.
She was not a girl.
No, she was not a girl. And,
well, so why do you say it's bad for a kid to want to get some stuff at 13?
Well, I'll tell you why, because... I don't want to give you the wrong idea that you can have the life that I had. I am a little unusual. I'm very, very good looking, number one. I'm a good dancer. I've always had a way with women, even when I was 13, 14 years old. I've got a good body. I had a lot of sexual energy. And because I'm good looking and because I have a great body, because I do have a lot of sexual energy, and because I'm a damn good dancer, when I say that woman seduced me, okay, for instance, when I was talking about my friend's mother, that's not totally true because in a lot of ways I had, you know, a lot to do with that.
How'd you do that? She was in her late 30s and you were 13.
Well, I had a certain power over women, I guess you could say. And
so even when you was 13, women wanted you because what you were making them want you.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. Even when I was 13, I could make a woman want me. That's the unfortunate and the fortunate aspect of it. So I don't want you to lead you to believe, and I don't want to let any of the kids listening tonight, I don't want them to believe that they can have the life that I had, because my life is rather unusual. I'm very good looking. I've had a lot of power over women. I've always had a lot of sexual power. Women, you know, they tell me that I'm really good looking, I've got a great body, I've got a really good face, and also, I'm a good dancer, and that's a really important thing.
Yeah, you've mentioned being a good dancer. Why is that important?
Well, women love to dance, okay, and if you're a good dancer, obviously women don't want to dance with you. One of the things that's tough about that is I'm a very, very good dancer. I do, you know, Running Man, I do Cabbage Patch, I do it all. And a lot of the women that I dance with are not that good. So what will happen is I'll look at some of these women that are dancing. They'll come off the dance floor. They'll see me. They'll see how good looking I am. They'll want to dance with me. And I'll have just seen them dance. And
so if they dance really hanky, what do you do?
That's just it. That's my point. If they're dancing really bad, then I have to very politely decline because I can't be seen on the dance floor with a woman that's dancing like she's retarded or, you know, she's got like, you know, multiple sclerosis or something. And a lot of these women, they think they're good dancers, but they're really not.
Yeah, that's a really good point. My sister thinks she's a great dancer, and I don't know if she is or not, but a lot of women like to dance. Women are interested in that way.
Well, let me say that women know that being a great dancer translates to the bed, okay? That's where the term mattress mambo comes from. You understand what I'm saying?
No.
Well, what it means is that when a woman sees a guy that can dance, she knows that that guy can do the in the bedroom. And I just don't want to give you the wrong, you know, impression.
Well, I just want to get your ideas on, you know, women and everything. We're going to go and be on a commercial right now, okay? Okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and then we'll come back. This is R.C. Collins. This is the teen point of view on the Phil Henry Show. We're going to be right back, and our phone number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
All the chicks dig.
A fat, sarcastic Star Trek fan.
R.C. Collins.
Ha! Yeah! This is R.C. Collins!
Turn it down.
This is R.C. Collins on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. And Chris Norton's on the air right now. He's a guy that's been... He's slept with 5,000 women. And he has had sex with 5,000 women. Thanks for being on the show, Chris.
Well, it's my pleasure. And again, I hope that I'm not leaving an impression with any young kids. But, you know, I did have sex for the first time when I was 13. You know, but it was good. But I wouldn't want no other kid doing it.
Yeah, I understand. And I don't really want to be going out and having unprotected sex with no. You know, and I don't want to be in Sully, but no skank or hanky-looking girl. But, you know...
Actually, I was going to say, it's actually between 7,000 and 8,000 now that I remember, because my math is off a little bit, but probably 7,000 to 8,000 women I've slept with.
God, that is amazing. Okay, let's go to our first call on Teen Point of View. Anaheim, you're on R.C. Collins' Teen Point of View.
What?
Hello, you're on the air.
Is Bragadite? Is he on bragging how much sex he had?
Welcome to Teen Point of View. What's your comment?
You heard my comment, didn't you? Get him on that was telling you how many women he had and how much sex he had.
Yeah, this is Chris Norton. What did you want to learn?
Bragging about himself.
I've been with 7,000 to 8,000 women. Is there a problem with that?
What?
I've slept with 7,000 to 8,000 different women in my life.
So what? If you did that, you should keep it to yourself. I don't think you had anybody. That's why you're bragging so much.
No, I have. I had my first one. I was 13. It was the month.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
40-year-old woman.
Yeah, isn't that nice to talk about?
Well, I mean, the kid wanted to know about it. What's your name?
Well, you shouldn't be telling the child that if he's a child.
Well, he was asking me. I mean, what's your name? Did I sleep with you?
What do you care about what my name is?
Well, I don't know whether I slept with you or not.
No, you didn't. And don't get so damn fresh.
I'm not getting fresh.
I sleep with the best part of you.
She sounded a lot like you anyway.
Oh, did she?
Well, as she said.
Well, if she did sound like me, she wouldn't be sleeping with you, because I wouldn't sleep with the likes of you.
I'm just asking, ma'am. I could be wrong, okay?
Yeah, I guess so.
I can find out. I can find out for sure. Can you do this? Just do this for me, okay?
No, you better do. You talk to some of the tramps and ask them to do it.
Hello.
Okay, thanks for your call on Teen Point of View, Portland. You're on Teen Point of View.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
I think that you're an idiot.
Yeah, well,
no, not
that's
you.
Your opinion.
No, I just think that anybody that dances the Running Man thinks they're a good dancer.
I am a very good dancer, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure you're not.
Excuse me, but...
you know what else I'm sure of?
All the chicks like...
But you're a big, fat liar.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Anybody that would talk about themselves like you do?
The kid asked me. I mean, yeah, I didn't volunteer. I can bring it, baby. You know, I kicked my game pretty... Oh,
don't cross me out.
Hey.
You sound like a retard.
You know what? You're very young. How old are you?
I'm 16.
Okay, you wouldn't. Yeah, you're not experienced enough.
Yeah, I'm not experienced like you.
Why do you think?
Huh?
Hey, miss, this is R.C. Collins. Why do you think he's a retard?
I just think he's a liar.
I'm not a liar.
I feel bad for him, actually. I take that back. I feel bad for him.
You're 16. You don't have the experience that I need.
You need help.
I don't need help. I need
you. You do, and I'm sorry.
I've slept with
your mother must be so embarrassed.
No, I've slept with 8,000 women. I mean, it's just a fact. You know, I'm not running around, you know, talking about it or nothing. And all I'm saying is I'm a real good dancer. I do Cabbage Patch, do Running Man, do Latin Hustle.
Wow, the Cabbage Patch.
That's right.
That's pretty old, too.
I'm pretty... Well, what dances do you do?
I thought you had sex with 10,000.
No, I said 8,000.
Oh, 8,000.
8,000 to 9,000 women, right?
Wow, you're lying.
I think that he's very experienced, though.
I can do the, hey, I'll tell you one thing I can do. I can do the train. Yeah. You know, but like I said, you're 16. You don't have enough experience for me.
You're probably not even as old as you say you are. You're just one big fat liar.
No, I'm 28. I've been around. Okay.
Oh, I'm sure you've probably been in the military, too.
Hey, I tell you what, where you at? You in Portland?
You come want you to know where I'm from.
You come down to the Rusty Pelican Redondo Beach, baby. I really do a lot of the hustle, too.
Yeah, that makes me want to puke.
What dances do you do? Is the host there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tell her to tell me what dances that she does.
Well, she don't want to tell you.
Tell her to tell me.
What dances do you do?
I don't do any dances. I don't dance.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why. You know why you're pissed at me? Because I wouldn't have no time. I wouldn't spend no time with you because you don't know how to dance. I wouldn't. You'd come off the dance. You know, you'd want to ask me to dance. I ain't going to dance with you. You're all tarted up and stuff. I don't do no chicks that don't dance.
Well, you know, you make me want to puke still.
That's just where it's, hey, man, go for it. Hello? You got the green-headed monster, baby. That's your problem.
Well, she hung up on you because you make her want to puke.
Yeah, I heard her, man.
Okay, I don't know if we have time. We'd like to ask our callers to hang on because we'll be back with more Teen Point of View here with the RC Collins and Chris Norton. And one of the things that I want to ask you, Chris, when we come back is, even though you've slept with 8,000 women, was you ever afraid of getting gonorrhea or any other disease that you can get?
Well,
No. Answer it when we come back, okay? When we come back from the break.
Okay, that's good. But that chick, man, she got the green-headed monster, and I got the purple-headed monster, and those two just do not get along.
Okay. Well, we'll be back then, okay?
Yeah, great. Go for it.
All right, this is R.C. Collins on The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449. And another thing, if you...
Buonasera. Vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Henry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino e devo inoltre annunciare che Mafia.
Art, Art, C. Collins, the bomb. This is the R.C. Collins Show. Call R.C. now at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Teen Point of View.
R.C. Collins here with the Teen Point of View. We're talking to a guy. His name's Chris Norton. He's 28 years old. And he slept with 9,000 women. And he can verify that because we've gotten a lot of people calling and saying that he could not, but we're fairly sure that he can. He's on the air right now with us. Let's go back to him. What do you say to people, Chris, who say that there's no way you sleep with 8,000 women?
Well, there's an old saying, R.C., you know, walk a mile in my shoes. I mean, you know, I'm not saying it, you know, to brag. I'm saying that's kind of like, you know, what happened in my life. I mean, I'm not saying, you got to understand something. There's the way that some people want to be, and there's the way that it is. I mean, you know, I didn't pick this life. I, you know, God made me good looking. You know, he made me very, very good looking. I got a really good body. You know, I do a lot of great dance. You know, I dance really good. you know, God made me that way. I mean, he wanted me to give something back to women. You know, he wanted me to.
So you think God wanted you to be with women?
I must have, because he made me good looking. He made me have a really good body, and he made me, you know, dance good. And I think that he, you know, wanted me to, you know, like, be good to women and make women feel good, you know. So
that's a really good point of view. We can talk a little bit more about it. First, let's go to a phone call. Harrisburg, you're on with R.C. Collins and the Teen Point of View. Hi.
Hi. I was just wondering if he has any regrets about the women that he slept with.
A couple of them were pretty, I mean, I'm not sure what you're asking, but I mean, a couple of them were not all that good looking.
Well, I mean, no, yeah. Just like how many you slept with, because, I mean, weren't you like, I mean, I'm only 13, right, but.
Is you a girl?
Yeah, I'm a girl.
Okay.
And, I mean, God is, like, supposed to, like, make you so early, like, you're supposed to be a virgin until you're married.
I know. I mean, I know.
Because you're not supposed to save yourself for the person that is right for you. I mean, go off having sex with 8,000 women.
Well, I mean, I know what you're saying, you know, and I'm not saying I'm proud of it. I'm just, you know, but I mean, maybe God wanted me to save myself for the right woman that I'm going to be with, but the right woman that I should be with is like maybe more than one woman, you know. I figure that I should have like maybe 10 or 11 wives or something.
You mean like the Mormons?
Well, I don't know about Mormons or nothing, but, you know, God made me really good looking. Am I supposed to just give that just to one woman, or what am I supposed to do? I don't know, you know. I'm really good looking, so I think maybe I should be around a whole bunch of women or something.
Well, do you think God wants you to be with a bunch of women?
Yeah, he made me really good looking and gave me a good body, and I dance really good, so, you know, I don't know. I mean,
that is so nasty.
What?
It's nasty.
What did I do?
Going off having sex with 8,000 women. God.
Well, I didn't. I mean, don't blame me. I mean, they're coming on me all the time. I'm so good looking.
Well, calm the butt off.
Well, I do. A lot of them are kind of hanky looking, you know. But I'm.
Well, do you just say no to the hanky ones?
Yeah. I mean, what? I don't know. What are you asking?
Well, why don't the? She asked a good question. Why don't you say no to them?
I do, to the ones that are not good looking.
Well, what about just to all of them?
Well, I mean.
I mean, now you're like all used up and nasty.
I'm supposed to say no to a good looking woman? Well, I don't understand. What are you talking about? How do you say no to a good looking woman?
Say no.
Yeah, but she's good looking and I'm good looking.
Well, who cares if you're good looking? I'm good looking too.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 13.
Little too young for me, sweetheart.
Yeah, I wasn't asking you out or nothing.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, at 13 is kind of, you know.
Yeah, but she's not asking.
I hadn't had sex at 13.
Oh, I mean, that's your life, you know.
A 40-year-old woman.
Hey, man, she came on to me.
Well, tell her no. Tell her to keep her legs shut.
Hey, whatever, you know. But,
How old is you? 13?
Yes, sir.
You're not too young for me. I'm 16.
Well, I think I'm going to be a virgin until I'm married.
Well, the rate I'm going, I probably am going to be too, but that's why I got Chris on, because he's not been a virgin, obviously. But if you change your mind...
Really sorry for him.
What?
I said, I feel sorry for him.
You're feeling sorry for me for, man. I mean, I...
Yeah, well, you might have had the luck of being good-looking and all, but...
Right. I do. I'm very good looking. What am I supposed to do when a really good looking woman comes up to me and goes, you know, hey, you know, you're really good looking, you got a really nice body, you know, you want to get together? What am I supposed to say? No. Come on. What planet do you live on?
Earth.
Well, that's not the one I live on. I'll tell you that right now.
Hey, you live on Pluto.
What? Hey, Pluto, man. I ain't getting. Is that that dog? What is that? The dog from Disney.
It's also a planet.
Yeah, it is.
Pluto's the dog from Disney, right?
Yeah, you're the dog.
Yeah, well, it's also a planet.
I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah.
Go back to fifth grade.
It's the coldest planet, and it's further away.
And would they name it after a Disney character?
I don't think so. I think they named it after something else. The Disney characters...
Like a Greek god or something.
What? What, Pluto's that dog in Disney?
Yeah, well, I think you need to stop watching the Disney Channel. Go back to the science book.
I got my feet firmly on the ground, man. I know my stuff. And Pluto is that dog. I don't know what you're all talking about. Planet.
Pluto's a planet.
The ninth planet.
The very last planet.
Pluto is... Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Pluto Pluto's a planet. It's not just a dog.
Whatever.
Okay, well, thanks for your call tonight.
All right.
See you later.
Bye.
And thanks for calling Teen Point of View. Here's Charlotte with R.C. Collins on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Hello, Charlotte.
Hey, I got something to say to that Chris boy.
The dog came first, man, not the planet, you know.
Pardon me?
What?
Pardon me?
I was saying Pluto the dog come before the planet.
No, you're wrong. Pluto was discovered, like, back when, like, Plato and everything was around. Like,
who?
The Greeks discovered that, and
Pluto?
Disney was not around then. Anyway, back to the real subject. Hey, why are you dissing on people who have disabilities?
What did I say?
You said people have multiple sclerosis or whatever. I hate to inform you, but my mother is handicapped with multiple sclerosis. She is in a wheelchair full-time, and that is so wrong to be dancing on people with multiple sclerosis.
Well, does she dance good? Hello?
She's in a wheelchair. What
okay.
the hell do you think?
That's the whole point I'm saying, that a lot of these chicks that want me to dance with them dance like they got multiple dystrophy.
You said multiple sclerosis.
Well, what? I mean, it's the same one that makes you drag your
and
leg.
Second,
what's the one that makes you walk like a tard?
Yo. Calm down. Second deal.
Which is the one that makes you walk kind of funny?
Multiple sclerosis and muscular dystrophy both will put you in a wheelchair.
They both make you walk funny?
Most people who have them can't walk at all. Why would they?
So that's why I said that a lot of these. See, your opinion don't count because you're biased. You're biased against it. You're biased against what I'm saying.
I'm biased against people who pick on people with handicaps. That is so wrong.
Well, hey, it makes sense.
I don't understand how you got with like 5,000, 7,000, whatever women with such a disgusting attitude on life. And number two, how the hell are you planning on thinking you can dance well when all you can do is the Catatrach and the Running Man? That is so 80s. What are you trying to think back to your prime when you were 16, 17?
You know, I'm real sorry. I just happen to be. What are you talking about, man? Everybody's doing the Running Man still.
Oh, my God. That is so, like, you better go to some little 80s night and do that because that is so retarded.
Oh, retarded? What, are you making fun of your mom?
No, you my know. Mom's not retarded. She has a disease of the nervous system called multiple sclerosis. It's a disease that attacks your nerves and makes it like scabs on your nerves. So the brain does not send the neurons through correctly.
Well, one thing that I don't have is no disease of the gonads, okay? I mean, I know how to, you know, dance and everything. And you're saying to me
apparently you don't know how to if you're doing Cabbage Patch.
Oh, you're telling me Cabbage Patch is like over?
Cabbage Patch was over in 1989.
How old is you?
I'm 22.
You're old enough.
I'm not old enough for anything with you because you're disgusting. You're absolutely retarded and disgusting.
You know, I do not understand
how anybody would ever want to get with you. I mean, at the rate you're talking about, you're talking you would have to have sex with three women a day from the time you were 13.
No.
Have 9,000 women.
I'm 28, and that's 15 years, 9,000 women. Figure it out. It's one woman every 3 days, which is about what I do. And I'm not saying I'm proud of that. I'm just saying that's disgusting.
That's absolutely disgusting.
No. Well, I mean, if you're in my shoes, it ain't disgusting. It's pretty fun.
You know, it is pretty freaking disgusting because, you know what, I went through a little time in my life where I was, like, horrible like that from, like, the time I was 16 till I was 18.
Really?
And I'm so over that. That is so disgusting.
Wow.
And now I've been celibate for 2 years because I'm like, that's disgusting. Why am I going to...
Why
who doesn't give a flying heck about me, yo.
Why'd you quit?
Because it's disgusting.
You was probably pretty
I'm not
going to
get some disease from some guy who doesn't give a crap about me.
Well, no, wait a second.
I'm not going to die because some guy wants to get off.
Well, wait a second. Now, who's giving who the disease? You're the one that says you was betting all the guys. Hey, host, is the host there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Can you tell that this chick wants me? I mean, and I don't
Whatever,
mean,
yo.
I mean, you sound like you want me. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I would split my wrist before I was with you, yeah.
You know what?
Have you seen Joan of Arc yet?
Wait, seriously.
Have you seen Joan of Arc yet?
No, I ain't seen it.
In the first scene of that movie, this guy, like, stabs this woman through the chest cavity, and she dies, and then he has sex with her while she's dead.
That's sick.
That's what you would have to do to me to have sex with me. That's what you would have to do, because I would die first.
That Joan of Arc was a lesbian movie.
Was it really? Oh, God.
Actually, it was a movie full of decapitation.
What's your problem going to some lesbo flick? What's that all about?
It's a movie about decapitation and burning people.
You know what? You know what really pisses you off is you and I are very much alike. Yeah, you are. You're just like me. You know, you dig it. You want it. You're trying to talk yourself out of wanting it.
I'm just like you, and I've been celibate for 2 years.
I won't
be with anybody. I refuse to. I think I'm like, I have guys all the time when I'm out at clubs dancing.
Right.
Girl, you are so fly. Let me get with you. Blah, 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 talking, they're drunk, and I'm like, you know what? You need to step the hell up because I don't want nothing to do with
you. Yeah, but they don't have no game. I got game, okay?
No, every guy I know thinks he has game.
Hey,
I'm not friends with any girls. All my friends are guys, and all my friends are like, oh, I got so much game, and they think they're with every other person in the world, and I'm like, you're disgusting.
Check it out.
You're disgusting. You're going
to
hurt yourself.
You're totally attracted to my sexuality.
Whatever.
My sexuality?
I honestly think you are disgusting. Hey. I think you're grotesque.
Hey, you know, you don't want to admit it. You're pushing it back. You're super pressing it.
I don't suppress anything. I'm a very blunt person.
You're super.
I hate to inform you, but you're absolutely nasty.
Okay, if you've seen my body and my face and the way I do the running man, you'd be all over me like white on rice.
I would puke. I would absolutely throw up. I would start defecating all over myself because I would think it was so disgusting.
Okay, this is R.C. Collins. It sounds to me like a lot of these women really are not turned on by you.
Hey, check it out, host. I'm going to turn on my sass. Okay, watch this. Okay, what's your name in Charlotte? Okay, just tell me what your first name is.
Dude, you don't need to know my name, brother.
Okay, all right, check it out. Okay, let's say your name's Mary, whatever. It doesn't happen. Okay, I want you to just groove into this with me because I'm going to lay my sass on you. Okay, ready? Are you ready?
Whatever.
Here goes. Yeah. How was it?
I wanted to puke. I almost opened my car door and puked.
You say you wanted to puke?
Yeah, but you're rejecting it, baby. Take it, baby. Here it goes. Yeah. Take it, baby.
I'm going to puke, dude. I'm for real. You're making me sick. I mean,
I don't get it. Most chicks are. Check this, dude.
Most chicks are attracted to me. If I was getting intimate with some guy and he was like, or whatever, I would knock him in the teeth. I would be like, what is your problem?
Take it all, baby. Take it all.
I'd be like, you are.
This ain't working. This ain't working because she wants to throw up on herself.
It'll work. You got to give me a couple more minutes with her. Yeah.
No, you are so wrong.
It doesn't sound like it's working. Well, we got to take a break, okay, lady? So thanks.
Peace.
Okay, lady?
All right, peace.
Okay, peace out, and we'll be back with the teen point of view. This is R.C. Collins on The Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686.
Liar. If I give him the benefit of the doubt and round it to 9,000, 9,000 divided by 15 divided by 365 is 1.6.
You talk that about means, how many women
yeah,
I slept with?
That means you slept with a different woman more than once a day since you were 13.
No. I slept with the same woman like 3-4 times in a day. That counts.
No, it doesn't.
Why doesn't it count?
9,000 women.
Yeah, 9,000, you know, they were different experience. Okay.
But that's not what you said.
You've been saying
you've had sex with 9,000 women.
That's different than saying you've had sex 9,000 times. No, what I'm saying is, like, with one chick, okay, like that mother of that guy that I knew, okay, one time doggy, one time missionary, you know, one time, like, on top, one time her on top, one time ankles over her head. That's like 4 different ways in one day. See what I'm saying?
But that's not what you've been saying.
What? Well, hello. I mean, one time I do it, you know, backstage pass, one time dog, one time missionary. I mean, what, you know, that's like 4 women. No, it's not. What one woman's going to let you do that? Four women have to let you do that. But this one chick, she let me do it. So it's like, she, for a chick, you're pretty, I mean, you got to be able to figure it out.
Well, you know, I'm what? 36, so, well, you know, yeah. You don't have to lay a line up.
Words, man. God.
Okay, we got to go now. Sounds like my train's leaving the station. This is R.C. Collins with Teen Point of View on the Phil Henry Show.
Was so good. All I know.